I want to draw your attention this morning in our call to worship to Nehemiah chapter 6. In the latter part of chapter 6, we have the statement made, so the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month of Elul in 52 days. 52 days they were able to get the wall restored. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them, for there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah the son of Arah, and his son Jonan had taken the daughter of Meshullam the son of Berechiah. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him, and Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. I couldn't help but think as I read those verses of Scripture of how many times we think, oh, wonderful, the job's done, we can now relax. That was Nehemiah's situation here. In 52 days, the walls had been rebuilt, and the general attitude among the people of Judah, oh, this is great, the wall's done, now we can relax. But we find here, and Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. And then in the next chapter, we read of Nehemiah appointing his brother to be in charge of the fact that now that we have these walls built, we need to have consistent watchmen on the walls watching all the time, because the city of Jerusalem is great. We only have a few people, and the enemies of Jerusalem are great. You know, as we approach this new year and we look at the wonderful blessings and how God undertook in 2010, it's easy to let down our guard. It's easy to step back and say, well, you know, everything will be just fine in 2011. But I found this statement by Matthew Henry over chapter 6. He said this, "New walls without living watchmen are a poor defense." New walls without living watchmen are a poor defense. As we go into this new year, you and I understand and know we've got a year ahead of us if the Lord tarries. The pages of this year have not been stained by sin. They've not been stained by missteps. They haven't been stained by doing the wrong thing. We have the whole year that lies before us. We cannot go back and fix 2010. But you and I, as we look at the new year before us, we cannot let our guard down. We cannot say, well, everything will be fine. The devil is still alive. The flesh is still at work, and you and I need to set a defense. And who is our defense? Our defense is Jesus Christ. We need to set a defense. That is, we need to depend upon Him, and that we need to be on guard ourselves in this coming year. The devil is still fighting against us. The flesh is ever with us, always warring within us. And we need to depend upon the Holy Spirit of God. We need to be in our Bibles every day, seeking the Lord's face, strengthening our souls and our spirit so that we can have victory over the flesh, and that we can walk in the pathway of Jesus Christ every day of 2011. That's what it means. Without being a living watchman, we don't have a very good defense. And so we thank the Lord for the newness of this year. We thank the Lord for the opportunities that lie before us, but you and I need to be on guard. You and I need to be watchmen in this coming year so that the Lord can work His will in our hearts and lives, and we can stay in lockstep with Him. Wherever He moves, wherever He goes, we are in lockstep with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will know the proper defense. We'll have the right offense, and we'll have the right defense, and we'll have a successful 2011. We thank the Lord for the testimony of Nehemiah, his wisdom, his understanding, and as he taught the people that they must be on guard. Don't let down. Just because the walls are built does not mean that the enemies have gone to sleep. They're alive and active, and you and I need to be watchful in this coming year.